Okay, gang. Hello there. Good morning, everybody. Not sure if you can see me or not or hear me, but I'm trying this again. So, hi, everybody. Good morning. How are you guys? Did you have a good week? Did you stay the course, make some progress? I hope so. Well, good morning. I'm Matt with Zero Carb Journal, as always. And this is maybe episode 120 of my journal and maybe the first episode of Carnivore Chat. We'll see if it works out. I'm going to just roll with it as if it's working. If you guys can see me, I'll go into what I'm doing here, but I can't see if anyone else is on here with me or not. If you drop something in the chat, I should be able to see it, I think. So maybe let me know if you're out there and if this is working. If it's not working, let me know. If it's really stuttering, if you can get through it all, then let me know and I'll stop and I'll just start recording a regular video. But I really am motivated to try and make this work. So good morning, everybody. Hope you guys are doing well. So, all right. So how was your week? Was it good? Mine was pretty good. I had a pretty good week. I gotta say, you know, as weird as scary as everything is out there in the world, I'm feeling, well, anxious, but, you know, hanging out at home here has been pretty good for me. So I had a good week. I worked Monday and Tuesday, as you guys know, I think. That was this week, right? Geez, the week is running away from me here. But I think it was this week that I worked Monday and Tuesday and then wrapped it up on Tuesday. and I think I'll be definitely quarantined here for the next 2 weeks. So I'm going to try and just stay home. And my week was good. I just kind of puttered around. I worked on my cars. Oh, Dennis. Awesome. Thanks, man. That helps very, very much. Super helpful. Okay. I'm so glad to hear it's working. This is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. So my week was good. I just kind of puttered around here at the ranch. I had some drama, actually. I'll get into that in a little bit here. But for the most part, just puttered around at the ranch, worked on my cars, kind of tried to stay, chill and at home. Focused on being here, being in the moment, and staying positive. And I did. I had a pretty good week. I worked out and rode my bike and just kind of got a lot done around here. It's been kind of rainy, keeping me inside. But it's warming up and it feels like spring and that feels great. So I hope you guys are doing good. So I'm trying to do this live. That's new. Obviously I tried last week and failed. And so I made some, I worked on it this week, worked on mostly just learning my settings and stuff. My internet is incredibly slow. So my fastest upload speed that I've ever seen is 0.7. megabits up. I'm on DSL out here in the country and I keep trying to figure out other options. I've tried cellular modems and they work pretty well, but I don't have great coverage here. So there's one more provider to try and I've got some stuff coming to try and up the quality of this. So maybe I'll be able to continue developing this idea as we move forward. So, Backpack and Granny, I know you said, please let us know if there's a time when you're going to start streaming. And I will do that. This is really just me working out the kinks. So I didn't want to say I'm going to stream live at this time and then have it not work. So this is the test. This is kind of a surrogate for my normal journal. And if this works, which it looks like it is, I think I'll probably start to do these at least one other day a week, you know, maybe a weekday that we can hang out at least during this quarantine. I think it'd be fun to try and get some hangouts going. So Backpack and Granny and everybody, I will develop a schedule and let you guys know ahead of time as this project kind of develops here. So I'm really excited to be able to stream with you guys. I'd like to sort of expand this concept a little bit and just create a place for us to hang out and talk about carnivore stuff. I know there's other people who do that. But I thought it'd be nice to have a place for our little group. And I do think that I'm going to try to do this on Twitch as well. I started watching someone else I was following and learning from over there on Twitch, and I really enjoyed it. The interaction is really different than it is here on YouTube. YouTube's a little more serious, and Twitch is a little more fun. I mean, it's obviously, I think, for it was originally designed for, anyways, for a younger crowd, right? For gamers and gaming and things like that. But it's neat. So I'll make a schedule as we go forward, and maybe I'll do one day a week over here and one day a week over there. And if you guys want to follow me over there, I am Zero Carb Journal over there, no spaces. So I'll get that going, and you know, it's just a slow start here. So I'm just going to kind of start to develop this, as we go. So there's that. Let's talk about food. Let's talk about zero carb stuff. So this week for me, you know, I stocked up, as I told you guys last week, it's been a few weeks now, but I stocked up on ground beef from Costco. Had a couple sick nights that first week, one before I switched just from tri-tip, and then one after I switched. But now I've been feeling pretty good. I've been eating that ground beef daily. Have I had anything else? I don't think so. I think it's just been, I had a little bit of ribeye. I had some ribeye in the freezer. I had some ribeye last weekend, I think, with that ground beef. But ground beef's been pretty good. It's definitely tough. Tougher than what I've got. They definitely throw some gristle in there. So I have to eat it kind of carefully. I can't eat a huge amount at once, but I've been enjoying it. It tastes good. I've been feeling pretty good. I've been feeling, I'd say, pretty much great. I've had a few, that ground beef definitely tests my digestion. So I've had a few, I haven't had a sick night, haven't had a sick day, anything like that, but I've had a few episodes where I'm like kind of some gas and discomfort, and pretty sure it's just the gristle and the toughness in that ground beef. But all in all, it's all pretty good, and I'm really enjoying the simplicity. And let's see what else. Oh, I do have something to share with food, or with regards to food, and that is that I did buy, just as an experiment, some light salt a few weeks ago. As you guys probably know, that's a Morton's product with sodium chloride salt, and then it's cut, like, I don't know what the percentage is, but with potassium as well. So it gives you a lot less sodium and some potassium. And so I'd been wondering, as time had gone on, about my decision to drop all electrolytes years ago, just kind of, you know, continuing to wonder if that was good or bad. I hadn't really had any episodes. I was having some cramping, which is kind of, you know, I didn't have anything extreme, but I was having some occasional cramping, and I was like, well, maybe that's still, you know, maybe my electrolytes are still unbalanced. And I have found in the past, as you guys know, that when I eat salt, I get thirsty and tend to end up eating too much over time. And I do seem to do better without adding any of that stuff, but I thought I'd try. You know, I tried adding magnesium, I tried adding salt. What I hadn't tried was a mix of salt and potassium. So I did add that in pretty much this week, I think, for the first time. I said I ordered a couple weeks ago, but it just showed up. So I ate that. I've been eating that this week on my meals, and I really enjoy it, actually. It is light salt. It doesn't come out tasting salty at all. As a matter of fact, it's very, the saltiness that it adds to my food is very minor, even when I seem like I'm, you know, being fairly generous with it. So I do find that I'm kind of enjoying that. I didn't find that my thirst came back. But I do know, I didn't notice any significant, you know, boosts to my well-being. But I have been, as I said, having some sort of gas and sort of digestive discomfort. Not a lot, just ever so slightly over the days this week. And I kind of wondering, maybe it's that light salt. You know, it does have dextrose. It does have a few other binders and anti-caking agents or whatever they might be. I'm making up those words, but it has some stuff in it. And so it could be taking me off base, off track. So I'm not sure, but I'll probably continue to use it at some level, but it sort of feels like I could take it or leave it at this point. It doesn't feel crucial to either the flavor enjoyment or the way I feel, but maybe I'll just keep trying it for a little while and see how it goes. So hope the stream is still working well. Dennis, thanks for that comment there. If anyone else is out there, maybe if you're there again, just let me know that it's still working. Like I said, I'm brand new to this, so I'm just trying to make it all work. So, you know, it looks like the sun's coming up behind me and our lighting's changing. That's pretty cool. So I hope you guys are doing good. You know, this is a stressful time. I know that a lot of you folks are in high population centers, and I hope you're doing okay there. I know that supplies are limited, and this way of eating might be tough for a little while here, I guess. So I'm feeling fortunate. All right. Thanks, Dennis. I really appreciate that. That makes me feel a lot better. So I'm feeling really appreciative that I have enough here, but I do worry about all you guys and everybody out there, my family, especially are in some high population areas. And, just hope you guys are doing okay and staying home and doing your best to stay positive. It's definitely a little bit scary out there. So I'm hopeful though. You know, I think one of the neat things about what we're going through right now, if there's any silver linings at all, it's, you know, that hopefully this is going to, bring us all together in a way that the world really needs right now. So, I'm definitely motivated to do my part here, and, I'm going to try my best to stay home, stay isolated, and communicate with you guys this way. So, you know, it is what it is, but I guess we got to make the best of it. So there's that. And, so I don't know how that much more to share. I've just been hanging out here. I did have something to share. What was it? There was something I really wanted to talk about. Let's see. Maybe not that. just thinking about stuff that went on in my life this week and whether it's worth sharing I don't know. I don't have much going on, you guys. I'm just kind of hanging out at home. So looks like I'm losing my mojo here. So I think, you know, my brain is definitely, I'm a half in my journal and I'm half in the technical side of this podcast. So, let's see, Dennis, I'm going to read you coming here. I tried about half a teaspoon of light salt and half a teaspoon of pink salt, completed water when I was doing an extended fast, but not since. Yeah. You know, we hear so much, right, about, how important electrolytes are and how big a difference they're going to make. And now 3 years and change in, I mean, I feel like I've been back and forth down that road so many times. I've really tried, salting regularly, which eventually leads to salting heavily. And I've tried adding salt to my water, especially when it's hot out and I was jogging or riding my bike. You know, it seemed like everyone said that was really important, or working hard and sweating. And then there's been other times when I didn't have salt and, you know, or I go, you know, these long periods without adding any, and I never add it to my water, and I go out and have hard work days and sweat. I'm having a real hard time discerning much significant difference for me. I mean, like I said, when I eat a lot of salt, I definitely know it's a difference. I'm really thirsty. I'm up all night, you know, every night peeing. It seems like I have a hard time managing my hydration when I use a lot of salt, but adding some, adding none, I don't seem to notice a huge difference. But that's interesting, Dennis, that you did try adding it to your water. And it probably during a fast, you know, that probably makes sense, right? That seems like it'd be important. we're all kind of in the same boat here. It's interesting how our observations, when we allow ourselves to get past the believing so wholeheartedly in what we're told, or what we read about what's good and what's bad and what we should and shouldn't eat, you know, it's interesting how informative just observing, can be. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest takeaways of this way of eating and of my experience over these past few years is I can really start to trust what I can observe in my own body and how I respond to diet. And you know, you guys know that whenever you talk to anybody else, that's not an experience that is common. I know I never used to believe that. I'd be like, well, everything I eat makes me sick. There's no difference. It doesn't matter. I mean, it took real careful, detailed observation and controlled inputs and all of that to really be able to sort of suss out any details from it at all. But now I feel like by observing how my body reacts, you know, I have the best chance of modifying my diet to be the best for me. And I, something about that, you know, it ties back into how sensitive we are to stuff that we eat now, you know, how I can identify what makes me feel good or bad just instantly. That speculation, you know, that usually newbies make about, well, if I eat carnivore, you know, if I've heard eating carnivore means you can't go back to other stuff, you know, and I just firmly believe that all it's doing is dropping the wool from our eyes and showing us what those other foods, you know, have been doing to our bodies all the time. But it's not until we get here that we become sensitive enough to notice and for those observations to be, you know, useful. And so it's just one of the, you know, anomalies of this way of eating and almost one of the frustrations in terms of sharing it, because of course, you know, trying to share this way of eating, there's so many barriers in the way. And one of those is people don't believe they're going to feel any difference or that there is any, you know, that you can really feel a difference in what you eat or don't eat. But man, I'm here to tell you, you sure can. And yeah, salt is one of those. Electrolytes are one of those that I do. I'm starting to believe that, like, regardless of what they tell me, good or bad, I think I can suss that out for myself for the most part, as long as I have an open mind, right? As long as you keep trying stuff. So yeah, like I said, I wasn't feeling terrible, but I thought I'd try the light salt and see if it made a big difference. And I'm enjoying it. I don't know if that's better or worse. It's not like my old, you know, eating the beef without it is terrible and I enjoy it a lot less. It's not like that. It's not like it's exponentially better with the light salt on it, but I'm enjoying it. So there's that. So yeah, so I think that's probably enough live chat for today. And there's Dennis. Well, I'll keep talking if you still hang out, though. I'm just hanging out. So have I considered the camera pill? Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Dennis, honestly, that's thanks. Great question, by the way. And we can talk about my health journey and all that. It seems like it's going to be on hold here for a while, regardless of what I want to do. But yeah, absolutely. No question. The pill cam is something that I've been actually quite interested in for a few years now and fairly motivated to try to access. However, I got a little, what I think was very reasonable, pushback from my doctor when I brought it up. I'll cover that in just a sec. And it also requires basically getting, you know, I was going to say it's not something I can do with my doctor. I would need to get a relationship going with a gastroenterologist, which I haven't had much luck with. But now that I mentioned that I did get my scope, you know, from a gastroenterologist, that my own doctor just, you know, made that happen. So it's probably possible I could do a pill cam without really, I had thought that one of my big barriers was establishing a relationship with a gastroenterologist and then convincing him that I needed that, which would probably mean being sick again, you know, going back to eating stuff, because the last gastroenterologist I ran into really was not interested in helping me at all on this journey, unless I was, you know, dying. And then he just wanted to do what he normally did, which was give you drugs. So I do feel like I need to sort of access the services through my doctor. I guess that's the first part. He's very supportive and I think he would do it if I pushed for it. But the last time we talked about it, Dennis, he brought up a really good point. And that was, one, the risks of it, getting stuck should you have an obstruction or a stricture, which seems to be probably the most likely thing that I might have. I do think that there are other ways to view those restrictions, not all of them, and I'm not an expert, so I could be wrong, but I felt like my doctor said that we could maybe do some lower abdomen ultrasounds and see the openings out of my stomach and ileum and things like that. There might be other ways to identify restrictions rather than the pill cam. And then the biggest thing that he said was really that the pill cam at this point is still fairly, it's hit or miss because it only images out of one or a few locations on the cam. And as it goes through your system, it's rotating and it, you know, it's the way my doctor described it. And he could be incorrect about this, but he made it sound like, you know, they do have a high chance of getting stuck. And they also only view a very small percentage of the passageway that they're going through. And so it's more likely, he was saying, that they would miss something than it was that they would reveal something, and that there was other ways to try to identify those issues. Well, for instance, the ultrasound he did on my, he did an upper right quadrant ultrasound, which was to identify liver and pancreas and common bile duct function, because with the ultrasound they could see the size of those things and the blood flow and all that. So, yes, I'm interested in a pill cam. I'd do it in a heartbeat if it was something I could do without too much trouble. It doesn't sound like that's going to be a real easy option, but I do think that might be something in my future as I continue to go down this road. I am still, you know, as we talked about a few weeks ago, or these past weeks, I've been, you know, interested in pursuing my medical journey, trying to get a little more information. As Robin always says, you know, data, you know, is power. And I totally agree with that. But I had sort of decided I was going to give it take a step back a little. And then now with the virus, I think that I'm going to be forced to take a step back. So yeah, Dennis, that's basically what my doctor was saying, was that they're not definitive and can miss things, and they're expensive and, invasive in some ways, and do come with some risks. And it just didn't sound like it was going to be likely to give me any answers for the downsides, I guess. And like I said, I just now, you know, with everything going on, I mean, actually, I'm supposed to have a doctor's appointment to review those tests that I had told him about, and, you know, see about whether we can afford to get them or not. And now I'm wondering if that appointment's even going to happen, because I think that was scheduled in June, and it looks like June's going to be real bad around everywhere. I was just looking at the predictions. There's a great COVID health forecast website. It's run by someone official. It does a really good job. It breaks down state by state, and you can see sort of what the predictions are and what the timeline is for your state. And I don't anticipate getting to see the doctor anytime soon, unless it's for a bad reason. So, which is fine for me. I'm feeling great, and I'm happy to put my digestive journey here on hold a little bit and just kind of stabilize and enjoy life as best I can. So there's that. And yeah, Dennis, I don't know what to do about that one. I guess I'm just gonna ride it out. So okay, well, man, Dennis, you're the only one I can see, so I'll just talk to you. Thank you so much for your feedback and back and forth. That's really exactly what I was hoping for here, and what I'll try to work towards developing. Anyone else is out there, throw me a comment if you got anything right now. Otherwise, I'll start to wrap up this stream. Or Dennis, if you have anything more you'd like to talk about. I mean, really, you know, there's nothing. I have nowhere to be. I can't go anywhere. I got nothing going on. I think a lot of us are in the same boat. So I thought this would be a great way to get some two-way dialogue going and spend a little time hanging out together. So, I realize I just threw this one up, and it is a surprise for all of you. And I'm also just testing it out, so I didn't expect much interaction here. But I'll try and throw up some schedules. You know, maybe we'll do one later tonight. I doubt it. I'll probably just sort of work on, or maybe I'll try a Twitch one later this afternoon, and just sort of get the ball rolling. I don't expect really any viewers over there. But I figure you got to start somewhere. So I'll just probably start and just hang out and start chatting. And, I don't know if I'll do it this afternoon. I'll try and throw up a schedule if I do. But if you want to go sign up over there and follow me, at some point you'll get an email. You can check a little email box, and at some point you'll get an email that I've gone live. And I'll try and do the same over here. Like I said, I'll try and at least do one more day this week. Probably mornings are best for me. Usually I find myself off and scattered and doing something else and having a hard time sitting down to focus on something like this in the afternoon, but maybe that'll change. I'm sure hanging around doing nothing. So yeah, so I'll try and develop this a little bit more, work on some more tools, and then as we go through, try and hang out with you guys. So I'll get some schedule up, and please try to come hang out and throw some comments in the chat, and let's see if we can get a little community going, a little hangout, feel a little less alone. All right. Well, that's enough for now. I will get this wrapped up and I'll put it up there. I think I'll see if I can put it up as my journal. I'm not sure if I can. I'm going to try. I'm not sure if it just goes in the live streams. I don't know. It's all new to me. So we'll learn together. All right, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching and for your comments both during and post. Dennis, thanks for your help. I really appreciate it. Nice to know that this is working. So I'll continue to try to develop this. All right, you guys, hope you have a great day. Stay safe. Stay home. And we'll talk soon. All right. Thanks, you guys. See you later.